Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Langan. Today, we're speaking with Todd Krautkramer, who is the CMO of Cradlepoint, about what federal agencies can do to overcome today's remote working challenges, how they can foster secure, dispersed environments, and much, much more. And Todd, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Matt, it's my pleasure.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's jump right in. So from your perspective, how has the pandemic changed how agencies work? And as the new normal begins, do you expect this to persist?
Well, we could talk about this all day, Matt, but let's drill into the issue at hand today. And that is government agencies, and this is at the state, local, federal level, their world has changed much the same as other organizations. And that is they're all being dispersed and having to work from home as we take precautions to manage the pandemic. And working from home in a government context is really challenging.
Yeah, it certainly is. And let's talk about some of those challenges and how can these challenges be solved and mitigated for agencies?
Well, sure. I mean, certainly as we look at the enterprise space, what we're seeing is a lot of knowledge workers that are working from home. And while their roles are very important, of course, to the companies they serve, it's a little different when we talk about a lot of government agencies that are providing vital roles to keep the government working, to support local services. I mean, imagine a city emergency director now all of a sudden having to work from home and conduct emergency response from home. I mean, that's just a different gravity altogether. So I think that's what makes the government organizations and dealing with working from home a little bit of a unique challenge.
Yeah, it is, because it really all comes down to the mission and being able to continue the mission in a remote situation. And from your perspective, what technologies should agencies be looking to achieve this remote mission success?
Well, because the stakes are different for many government agencies, I think they really need to think differently about the solutions they deploy. So let's take, for example, what a lot of organizations do. I mean, they send their employees home. They leverage whatever at-home infrastructure they have. They connect through whatever internet connection they have. And consequently, things like security and uptime and troubleshooting and getting somebody back online quickly, all of that goes out the window, because if an IT organization can't control the at-home infrastructure, then they really are unable to really support that worker. And again, in the context of somebody that's doing emergency response or somebody that's keeping the wheels of government turning, that can be pretty dramatic in terms of its impact. So what we're starting to see is that a good practice is for IT within these government organizations to extend to the home workforce the same type of infrastructure they use within the office. What does that mean? That means a dedicated connection at home that is isolated from whatever your at-home internet is, that is managed and provisioned by IT, and a dedicated router, and we'll talk about what that connection is, the likely candidates for that connection in a moment, but a dedicated router that has a dedicated Wi-Fi that literally lets only the workforce PC connect to it and nothing else. So you've got this isolated, dedicated IT provision environment that's locked down, all the right security running to make sure that it maintains enterprise class security or government class security, and keeps that worker managed and controlled by the IT team. So when we talk about, well, gee, what are the logical choices for this dedicated connection? Well, clearly, if they had to run a cable connection or a DSL connection, the logistics involved and the cost involved would be dramatic. It would be challenging at best. So what we're seeing is many of our customers in the government world are using LTE, which is reliable, it is fast, and it can be provisioned instantly with no involvement of the at-home worker and up and operational and managed from the IT team. And we've got a very close relationship with, for example, Verizon, who's got a great solution and some great data plans that are ideally suited for this type of use case.
That's great. You know, for our last question, we'll touch upon something you talked about a little bit, which really comes down to security. So from your perspective, how can agencies ensure that they're fostering secure, dispersed environments, I guess now and well into the near or maybe even long-term future with this whole remote working world that we're in?
Well, Matt, there's an adage that I think is very apropos here, and that is you can't secure what you can't control. And yes, I can put a lot of software on my PCs and feel like I'm securing the environment. But the reality is, if I take that PC at home and I plug it into my home internet, and I'll use my environment, for example, I have over 30 different IoT devices on my home internet. All of those devices are really a new threat vector into the organization, because if my PC is on my home network, I'm going to go across my home internet and I'm going to somehow connect to my critical applications. And that pathway to those critical applications is a pathway that can be used by a nefarious attacker accessing the world through my IoT. So the idea of having a separate, secure, dedicated connection into my home that is connected to a dedicated router and connected to dedicated Wi-Fi, it cannot be understated as the foundation for securing that infrastructure. And this is where we feel LTE plays such a major role, because not only is it intrinsically secure, it can be made even more secure by the addition of a private APN. Think of it as a cellular level VPN that IT can deploy and manage. But it also is really easy to deploy. I mean, literally, you can take a cellular router like Cradlepoint's and send it to a home, and the home worker, all they have to do is plug it into a power outlet and it will automatically come up. It'll connect to the Cradlepoint cloud. We call it NetCloud. It'll connect over LTE. It'll get provisioned with the right configuration that's created by IT, and the user is up and running. There's no need for the user to have to implement a local configuration or SSIDs or anything else. It's just literally plug it in and away you go. And that's the advantage of cellular. Not only is it incredibly secure, but it's at zero touch deployment, which is important to IT teams when they're dealing with literally thousands of remote workers.
Excellent. Excellent. What a great way to end this Government Technology Insider podcast interview with Todd Krautkramer, who is the CMO of Cradlepoint. And as you heard, Todd was kind enough to share his insights into what federal agencies can do today to overcome remote working challenges, also how they can foster secure, dispersed environments, and much, much more. And Todd, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it.